Unit 11. Join in the fun. Eleven A. Exercise 2. Page 90.
Two festivals for the price of one. The city of Chiang Mai in northern Thailand is fascinating at any time of year, with its 300 ancient temples and historic streets. The city truly comes alive in November, however, when it's the place to go to make all your wishes come true. I arrived in Chiang Mai last November on the night before the full moon. Preparations were already in full swing for not one, but two important festivals, Loy Krathong and Yi Peng. People all over Southeast Asia celebrate Loy Krathong to give thanks for the rain and the harvest. It's also a chance to feel sorry for the wrong things they have done and make wishes for the future. On the days before the festival, people make krathongs, slices of banana tree trunk, decorated with leaves, flowers, and a candle on top. On the night of the full moon, they light the candle and place the krathong into the Ping River, making a wish as they do so. If the candle stays lit until the krathong floats out of sight, their wish will come true. Yi Peng, the festival of lanterns, is only celebrated in northern Thailand. People make or buy lanterns and then, at night, they light them and release them into the sky to welcome a bright future. In the same way as with the krathong, if the lantern stays lit, whatever the person wished for will happen. There are traditional music, theatre and dance performances during the festivals, a huge street parade and lots of delicious Thai food to eat. I enjoyed every minute of the celebrations, which happen after dark over 3 days, but my favourite moment was on the second night, the night of the full moon. I'll never forget standing on the Nowarat Bridge, the Ping River below me, on fire with krathongs. Thousands of lanterns were floating above me, and I stood, caught in the moment, as tourists and locals sent their wishes across the water and into the sky. Moments like these are what the traveller in me lives for, to really see the world instead of just looking at it.